from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm not mad that 11 players not on my team don't like. I actually think that's a term of endearment. When other players don't like me, that means I'm doing something the right way. I am mad at, however, I'm never ever invited to participate in these anonymous surveys. So that's where I find this frustrating. I want to be a part of these surveys too and give my input as well.
Oh, I like what I'm hearing. All right. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. You can give us a call on Josh Allen if you want. So I heard Josh Allen talking about this. By the way, I'm putting in my calendar real quick. August 2025, we will all yell about Josh Allen being called overrated again. Okay. That's something. Every year, this time of year. Last year, overrated, by the way. Wasn't he the NFL's 13th ranked player this year? Or this last year? This year is 11? I forget. Anyway. So Josh Allen ranked by the NFL players as the most overrated quarterback with 11 votes. Tua got 10. Hurts got 10. Will either of those two address this issue? I don't know.
Tua's a talker this offseason. Tua might.
He might. And Hurts is not afraid to clash with his own coach, so maybe he will.
Yeah, he doesn't like to do that publicly, though.
So Allen says, I mean, sure, I'm sure he doesn't really care, but I want one of these anonymous polls. I want to participate in one of these.
So we can vote for Mahomes. Right. Just like we were going to.
Which I would say, like, all right, here's where I'm going to be Josh's PR man. Why do you want to do that? Don't forget, big fella, you're the league's best trash talker. And if you're the league's best trash talker, you're not about to stay anonymous. There's only one thing to do, and that is to embrace the power of the dark side. You must become the league's trash talker.
The league's heel?
Yes.
The league's heel.
Everybody
heel,
thinks,
Josh Allen heel turn?
I'm overrated. I'll tell you who stinks. This guy. I'll tell you who else stinks. That guy. This coordinator, he's got no answers for me. Come out and say Vic Fangio's a fraud.
Yeah.
You got to come for everybody. They're calling you overrated, and you're the best trash talker. Trash talkers don't trash anonymously. You got to put your name on it. You got to put it front and center. You got to be the villain. It's time.
I like this.
Imagine they're getting ready Arizona. Right? Arizona. Week one. I name an Arizona defender.
Buda Baker.
He stinks. Say it. Talk that talk.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I kind of like the idea more of him like just randomly inputting, like, you know, he's doing his press conference on a Wednesday, and that he just gets some question about the upcoming opponent. He's like, by the way, did you guys see the Browns last week? See that play call by Stefanski? Man, that guy.
Now you're onto it. Trash talk teams not on your schedule.
Right, just anybody.
Now it's not even bulletin board material.
Anybody.
This is genius.
Yeah.
This is perfect. So they don't play. Who don't they play this year? They don't play the Falcons. They'll play the Steelers.
Steelers, yep.
Yeah. Josh, talk to us about Arizona. Sure. Sure thing, real quick, though. How about the Steelers going with Russell Wilson? This guy's cooked. This guy is washed, and he's going to be their starter? Wow. Incredible. Isn't it incredible? Even Tomlin said it was a tough decision. Anyway, I'm Josh Allen, and I'm here to say Russell Wilson stinks.
Just looks straight into
the camera.
Let's go! Yeah.
You're already the best trash talker. Why wait for an anonymous poll? You won't get credit. It's time to go all in.
Hey, the way Bills fans act, too, like they didn't like being the Super Bowl favorite, right? They like the doubt. They like the hate, I think. If Allen just became hated by the rest of the league,
yes,
because he won't shut up about whoever, I think Bills fans would enjoy it, too.
803-0550.
Josh Allen, the heel.
Hater mode. Time to go hater mode.
I've not watched wrestling since I was probably like 13 years old, but what I remember is all of those guys that were lovable at one point had a heel turn, right? Doesn't every wrestler have a heel turn for at least like a month?
Yeah.
So here you go. Here's Allen's.
And
I like it.
For me, my biggest, I've told you a million times, the thing I hated about Brady so much was that he was a villain and he
pretended he wasn't.
Pretended he wasn't.
Yep. Yeah, he pretended that he was the most beloved person in the sport.
And he would have killed everyone to win. He was Vader. He would have done anything.
He screamed his own teammates every single game.
All the time.
On the sidelines. More than any player we've ever seen in the league. By the way, on the overrated stuff, the one point that I heard from Nick Wright that actually is a good point about him being voted number one overall as the most overrated player. Nick Wright said, see, the thing is, only good players ever get called overrated.
Well, yeah.
And only bad players ever get called underrated. So he's like, I don't even think it's that much of an insult to Josh Allen that 11 players said he's overrated when the only people that ever get called overrated are good players or great players.
It's a variation of they don't boo nobodies.
All right. Sure.
If you get booed, it's because people know who you are.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean that's right there with over all the rated stuff. You would never. You know who's overrated? Daniel Jones. No one's going to say that.
Right.
Taylor Heineke is overrated.
I think the example he uses, Gardner Minshew gets called underrated all the time. Why?
And he stinks.
And Allen's overrated. Does that mean Gardner Minshew is better than Josh Allen? Of course not.
Right. Minshew's fun. Yeah, underrated is usually reserved for people that we like that are limited. You know who you're hearing this a lot for? Again, like there's a little bit of all due respect. Who's the number one most underrated player on the Bills right now? You know who's pretty underrated? It's Mac Hollins. Like I get a lot of that right now. This receiving core is underrated because people don't think it's that good right now.
Right.
And as soon as it flashes, you know, we'll see some respect.
Do you think Hurts is the most overrated player in the league?
Most overrated player in the league. I mean, Hurts is up there.
He was also a second on this poll.
He finished
tied for second.
Didn't he finish as the number two player a couple of years ago?
In the NFL top 100?
Yeah, he was way up there, and he's since drifted
away. Where did he finish in MVP voting that year? Did he come close?
Maybe.
I think he's pretty good. But he gets, what, 50? He finished second in MVP voting. Second all pro that year as well. I think he's pretty good. Right?
Sure, fine. But he's not a top five quarterback. He's probably not a top seven.
No, I don't think he is.
Look, if there's a super draft today, how many quarterbacks go before Hurts? Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar, Stroud, Love,
Justin, Herbert, I would put above him.
That's seven.
Does Dak go above him?
Eight.
Is he the best quarterback in his own division?
I'm at eight, yeah.
Okay.
Does Caleb Williams go ahead of him, having done nothing?
I might do that. Would you take Tua above him?
Probably not.
That's where you'd stop.
Anyway, look at this. Just, you know, calling people overrated. It's fun.
I'm starting to wonder if Trevor Lawrence should be called the most overrated player in the league. I was into that up until last year. I was into the Jaguars up until last year. And now I'm like, it's got to happen. You know, you were the surefire touted prospect, can't miss. And I do see clips a lot of like, man, look at this throw he made here, and look at this throw he made here. Like, he's got talent. Like, he makes throws that are pretty wild, but I don't know. Where is the whole thing with him? You know, like, why doesn't it all come together? They've given him weapons every year of his career. They gave him a Super Bowl-winning offensive play-calling coach. I don't know. I think Lawrence might be my answer for this right now.
Mark in Tonawanda. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I would totally embrace this role for Josh Allen if Mahomes and the Chiefs weren't his kryptonite. If he can slay that dragon, I just think that I would love it. I would absolutely love it. to my point, I just wonder what kind of Josh Allen we're going to see this year. And what I mean by that is he had the chance to have Diggs and Keon Coleman this year with Kincaid. That would have been the best offense that he's had ever. And he says, you know what? I totally think he signed off on Diggs leaving, and that's up for debate. And I think that was his call. And he's saying, listen, get rid of him, whatever, I got it. And I wonder if they're going to kind of take the handcuffs off him at the beginning of the season. I know everyone says, oh, well, we got to save him. All of his injuries have happened from the pocket, not when he's been running. And I wonder if he's just kind of all in. I'm going to just hang up and listen to you guys. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. What kind of season is going to be? You know, did he sign off on the Diggs thing? I would say definitely. Like, if he didn't want him gone, he wouldn't be gone. Like, there's a fracture there. Something happened up and down the organization. You know, we've speculated quite a bit, but there's a point in there that is not necessarily about right now and Diggs. But I think about this a lot sometimes, Mark. Which is, let's say the receiving core of everybody eats, and like Samuel is looking like a nice player, and Coleman. And Shakir, that they could have and should have done this with Diggs still having things rosy. Because after once Beasley and Brown left and it was all turned over to Gabe Davis, it was Isaiah McKenzie, Trent Sherfield. It was just, there was never the Curtis Samuel signing. They needed that guy. Mm-hmm. If Curtis Samuel level player had been added to Diggs and Davis last year, mm-hmm. with Shakir, then they're looking pretty darn good. Samuel could be your number two instead of Davis. Davis is in a role. If a second round investment in like a Keon Coleman had happened anywhere along the way there, you could have been in really, really nice shape. And it's part of the wide receiver train conversation that is not so obsessed with the right now, but it's the last 3 years. If they had done this in the last 3 years, we probably wouldn't be here nervous about how it looks, because one of the guys would just be here. The other guy on the outside, Christian Watson, whoever, like one of the guys just would have stayed, and would be less of an overhaul and more of a, okay, it was time for Diggs to go. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out for them. But, you know, I think that there's a reasonable case that, yeah, they could have been a little bit more depth-oriented during the Diggs era. I just think too often it's pointed that they gave him so many targets, and that was because he earned them and other players didn't. And they could have had other players. They brought
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cut in instead to earn those targets.
Right.
There's a point here to be made about, and this is a really, really bad one, but here I am making a bad point.
Okay.
But just for a moment. Like, O'Reilly and Dahlin did not cross over, right?
No.
You finished in last with O'Reilly and Eichel and Reinhardt and all these players that won. And then you draft Dahlin, and in the process of getting a potentially great player, you say another one must go at the same time. I think about this with when the Bills drafted Sammy Watkins. The same weekend, they traded Stevie Johnson. Like, wait, you can have them both.
Yeah.
And anyway, that's I'm just rambling at this point. So I think there's a point there about that Matt makes about, I mean, you could have had a deeper receiving core 2 years ago.
Yeah. Matt also brings up the point about like where he's been injured and like how they'll use Allen this year. I might want to bet he's going to have his career high in rushing attempts this year. Aren't they going to use him as a runner?
By design or by scramble?
Maybe both.
I don't think there's any chance he gets his high in designed runs. I think you're more likely to hand the ball.
Yeah.
Curtis Samuel's going to get the ball more than Josh Allen. They've not had a Samuel handoff guy before.
What's to stop them from using him the way the Ravens use Lamar Jackson? Is it
Sean McDermott?
And his worry that he'll get injured because
yes.
I've got him staying healthier than any quarterback in the league.
That's right. I don't think Sean McDermott's going to tell him not to scramble, but I do think McDermott would tell them, do not call designed runs. I think it's one of the reasons Dorsey got replaced, which was,
well,
you don't have any ideas. If you can't, I know.
Well, because Dorsey never did that. Dorsey had stopped the designed runs. Right?
Until they got to which game?
Tampa, I think.
Tampa. No, I'm thinking back to the playoffs when they played Miami or I don't know. I was skipping these years. So many years of good football and making the playoffs, they blend together. There were times where the tush push, it wasn't exactly a tush push. They're slamming Allen into the line two and three times inside the five, and it's, come on. Can anybody be a little bit better at finishing into the end zone than Allen? I think that McDermott is willing to let Josh be Josh, but does not want Joe Brady to call more designed runs than he's ever had in his career. So, you want to put that on the bet board? First, you have to find the number.
I want to find what the right number is, because he had, like, if you go to his run type by year last year, like, but this doesn't add up to how many runs he had. I've got him having 50 scrambles, 20 gap runs, and 2 zone runs. He didn't only have 22 design runs last year. That also only adds up to 72. He had more than 72 rush attempts. Unless QB sneaks makes up the rest of that.
And kneel downs.
Maybe we should do the math on it. Maybe that would add up. How many kneel downs plus sneaks does he have? 50? Maybe the number is that high.
Could be.
He had the tush push was their play every time they got to the one last year.
803-0550. You know it's football season when Gina in Delaware is back.
Oh,
Gina, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I am so excited to hear you guys, but I'm going to tell you something. First of all, thank you for taking my call. You all energized me today, and I'm going to tell you why. Right up until this point, I have just been chill, what we call woosaw here in Delaware. Just chill, listening to the forced reset, listening to New Line, new faces. Okay, Gina, you're not going to see a Super Bowl this year, so just chill. Just watch your team and be happy with what you got. But then today, you guys fired me up about this damn talking about trash talking, he being number one trash talker, and him being number one, you know, overrated player. Are you freaking serious? So y'all just fired me up today. Let's go, Josh Allen. Let's show him who the trash talker is, because y'all are right. Nobody brings attention to anybody who doesn't play well. They bring attention to the boss. So let's unleash the beast. And yeah, Josh, you do your trash talking, man, because you can back it up. I'm going to tell you something, and my friend Matt at Miller Fillmore Suburban and all my people over there, they remember the day that Harrison Phillips came to Miller Fillmore Suburban. This was early in Josh Allen's career. And they brought him to me because I was starstruck, man. Harrison Phillips at that time, awesome dude, right? AJ, hi AJ, I see you text me, man, I hear you. Okay now, so listen, I told Harrison Phillips, Josh Allen will be the GOAT. He will surpass Jim Kelly. He said, Gina, we need you in our locker room. I said, yes you do, Harrison, because I love my Bills. I thank you for letting me go off. I never really have anything important to say, but I will tell you, I love Buffalo, I love my Bills, and let's get them, Josh. Kick their ass this year.
Thanks, Gina. You can say you don't have anything important to say, but
tomorrow.
This vibe, it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, you bring this vibe to us routinely, and you also introduce us to the term woosaw, which I did not know and looked up, and immediately it is indeed a state of calm or relaxation. You're saying you're chill, woosaw. Huh? We should start. Woosaw. We should start saying this. Woosaw.
How do you spell it?
So, I checked, and it apparently, I mean, it was popularized according to this dictionary.com. So,
okay.
Dictionary.com. It existed before, but it was popularized by the 2003 action comedy Bad Boys 2.
Okay.
So that's where maybe a lot of people learned about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It means to be calm, relaxed. Achieve a state of calm and relaxation. A little bit like Josh Allen's low positive last year, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Thanks, Gina.
Let's go.
803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550.
Wish the game started tomorrow now.
Well, listen. If you're just joining us, you missed the start of the segment. The idea is simple. If Josh Allen is the number one trash talker, it's time to start talking a lot more trash. Embrace the dark side. I have a tweet responding to Joe's idea. I just want to hear Josh call a presser together to say Kevin Stefanski stinks. Let's go. Let's have
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Bills don't play the Cowboys this year. Even if you don't mean it, you be the hater.
Yeah.
Like, boy, you see that Dallas contract for CeeDee Lamb? Pfft, no thanks. Just go for it. Be the roast. Roast the NFL.
Roast the league. Yep.
803-0550.
Take out Tom Brady along the way.
Right.
His color commentary. Did you guys hear what Brady said yesterday? Come on, Josh.
Cody in Rochester. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning, guys. That last lady gave me some real Kyle Brandt vibes before the playoff game there, just losing her mind. Listen, most overrated. I mean, that's pretty wild. Clearly, there's some hatred spreading around. So, I think that Josh should feed the trolls. I think that he should have a hat made that's embroidered in big, bold letters, says overrated. He should wear it at every post-game conference when he bashes the crap out of teams. With a big smile on his face, kind of like how Stevie Johnson had the "Why So Serious" thing on his shirt. I think he should embrace it. Buffalo. You all remember a couple years back when, you know, everyone was kind of dogging on us and all that, and then we rise to the challenge and make it all the way to the AFC Championship game. I mean, no one saw that coming. I'm really hopeful that. We have that type of season all over again, but thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, Cody. See, this is I love this idea. This is when we are at our best. Yesterday, we brought up the Cincinnati Bengals and how they made it a thing that the AFC Championship game in Atlanta had pre-sale tickets and how mad they were and how dumb that was. But if I was a Cincinnati fan, I would have loved it, right? Joe Burrow saying, send those refunds.
Mm-hmm.
Is amazing. I hated it and want to make fun of it,
mm-hmm.
but that's the whole idea here. Allen after wins wearing an overrated hat, that's not that far off. Do not forget, Joe. Do not forget. I wish it was colder with Miami, that whole thing,
yeah,
with Mike McDaniel. Do not forget last year in week 4 when they're running it up on Miami, Allen runs in the end zone and strikes the face of the emoji. And the Bills did that as a team.
Mm-hmm. Because the Dolphins were wearing team t-shirts on the way in with
something
that.
Like that. Yeah. They might have, because they were underdogs.
But it was a troll of the Dolphins.
It was because the Dolphins tweeted the emoji
yeah.
on being underdogs coming here after winning by 50.
Right.
And then the Bills beat him and made that face, which...
Did you mention Allen pointed at a Bengal when he ran into the end zone last year during the regular season? He got flagged for it.
He did.
But
this
he got a guy in the air, and as he's walking the end zone, he turns and points at him.
That's beautiful.
He's also fought Christian Wilkins like 5 times.
This is get my juices flowing. This is where I'm good to go. Some of you like hand the ball to the official. No. I am about, if this team gets cocky, I'm going to love it. Love it. You got it, because you have to be good to be cocky. You have to be good to play with that attitude. Mm-hmm. When he runs in the end zone, I mean, they lost to the Jets, but that team is rolling and they're beating Miami at home, who had just beat the Broncos by 50. And what did we all feel? Chest out. That's
that day.
This is the team.
Yep.
And you know, sometimes it doesn't work out, and You could say that teams get motivated by bulletin board material. Wait till you hear Mahomes was motivated. Mahomes wasn't even rated the number one player in the NFL this year.
Mahomes said he was bored last year. Was he properly motivated? They just won anyway.
Yeah. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Break time. We'll get to Sal. Nick in Buffalo. We'll get to your call as well. 1 week from the football season, and start to feel it. We can feel it. We're a week away. A week from tonight, Chiefs-Ravens. Somehow, hopefully, they can both lose, and we'll see if, you know, that can happen. 803-0550. Sal on the other side. UB plays tonight. Happy football season. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.